It's time now for Dial a Doc. Joining us today, FHN President and Chief Executive Officer Mark S. Gridley. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. It's my privilege.
This week, I should say, it's National Hospital Week, May 7th through the 13th. And with that, can you tell us just what is National Hospital Week all about?
I'd be happy to. As many people may or may not know, it's the nation's largest healthcare event and celebrates all of our dedicated professionals throughout the field, regardless of what they do. It started in 1921 when a magazine editor suggested that there'd be more information about hospitals to try and alleviate public fears about the shrouded institutions of the day. Not many people knew about what was going on in hospitals, and typically it was sometimes thought of just as a bad thing. Of course, today, hospitals are really increasingly transparent, and that's a good thing for everybody. So it helps consumers, patients figure out anything they want to know about their providers and the healthcare institutions themselves.
How long has FHN Memorial Hospital been serving patients in Northwest Illinois, Mark?
In some way, shape, or form, believe it or not, been over 120 years. And people can look at the complete website for a detailed history. But a few things that might be of interest is that it started in 1902 as the Globe Hospital, which was a 40-bed facility on Upper Stevenson here in Freeport. It opened a school of nursing in 1904 and had its first class of seven women. In 1924, the Deaconess Society of the Evangelical Church actually bought the Globe Hospital for $22,500, believe it or not. And then they changed the name to the Evangelical Deaconess Hospital, and in 1960, big changes happened. The old Globe building was demolished, a north wing was added, and that's when it was first changed to Freeport Memorial Hospital in name. In 2003, the network overall changed its name to just FHN to more accurately reflect its dedication to health of families and caring for them across Northwest Illinois and Southern Wisconsin, not just in Freeport itself. And the hospital name was even changed to FHN Memorial Hospital to make it more regional. And it's also pretty good time to be able to mention that we remain locally owned and decisions are made locally based on personal experience by our board members and people receiving care here. And so we're really proud of being the long tradition of providing health care and hospital services for our community.
In the long and winding road since 1902, after 120 years, FHN, much more than FHN Memorial Hospital today, just where does FHN operate and what types of services are offered?
Well, we like the service, you know, the surrounding five counties, so not just the, in the city itself or Stevenson County. As many people may know already, we have the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, which has been in operation for a number of years, really doing some incredible work. We currently have 11 family health care centers that offer both primary and specialty medical care throughout our service area. We have a hospice. We're doing outpatient mental health services. We have a joint venture with Physicians Immediate Care, which is an urgent care center. And on average, we see about 1,500 people a day that come from all of our surrounding area for their healthcare needs.
We're talking with Mark S. Gridley, FHN President and Chief Executive Officer as part of Dial-A-Doc and FHN with Big Radio. Last week, FHN Pride Week, so a lot of stuff going on. Just what does or did that involve with Pride Week, Mark?
Well, we started our Pride Week a number of years ago, and one of the things that I'm pretty proud about it is that Pride is an acronym in our healthcare institution today that was developed by our own staff or by our own employees. And it represents our workforce standards. So we asked a team of our own caregivers, which I'm really proud of what they thought it would take to make it a good place to be. And they said we needed to be patient-centered. We need to make sure we care and provide respect, dignity, and compassion to everybody. We need to be innovative. We need to deliver excellence to every person, every time with empathy. And we need to be engaged. And so those standards made up that acronym of PRIDE. And so last week we were able to celebrate some of our employees with some small recognitions of their years of service when we had stories of outstanding service that they provided throughout the year, we were able just to recognize them for the fantastic and incredible work they do each day.
It's kind of neat when you have a company that's been around this long. You have some people that have been, you might have 20, 30, 40-year people that have seen a lot of changes and are the real core of your biz. What are some of the great things going on at FHN you can share with our listeners, Mark?
Well, it's always so hard to think about just a few, but we can share we've got a lot of enhancements that are coming that are supported by our listeners, our patients, and supporting our FHN Foundation. So we were able to replace all of the hospital mattresses and replace some beds, which created improved safety. We have new enhancements coming to our obstetrics triage room, which again was donations from the community. We did a build out at our Burkard Hills location for a new women's health center to be able to do procedures there. I'm really proud that we received a safety grade of an A from LeapFrog, which is a national organization that evaluates healthcare systems based on objective data. And we have a number of other awards. We're continuing to be innovative. I'm excited about our cancer center that's doing low-dose radiation treatment for osteoarthritis care, which has been remarkably successful. We've brought in the Velsys robotic knee replacement capabilities, and we continue to look at what can we do to stay current and make sure that our organization is able to offer the best to the families that we serve, which includes my family. So I have a vested interest in supporting our physicians and our care members to be able to make that happen.
It seems like a lot of new services have been offered somewhat recently, and I'm guessing a lot of that keeps people from having to go see specialists in other cities. It keeps a lot of things just much more local.
That's our goal, is we really want them to have care close to home. And we feel like that's really important, not only for the patient, but also for their families who are trying to support them through that time.
Well, you often hear FHN is a locally owned organization. Can you tell us just what that means for FHN and the community?
I'd be happy to. I alluded to it a little bit earlier, mentioned it, is that we have a locally governed board of directors. So they're all from our communities, our service areas, and they really put out in front making decisions that help the organization stay on focus with its mission. They make sure that every dollar is put back into the organization, and they think about what it could mean when they're making decisions for care for their families, and also their commitment to make sure that that care is outstanding. These individuals are all volunteers, so they don't get paid, and they give freely of their time, oftentimes greater than a day a month, to make sure that we are staying local and improving health care right here. They keep me on task, and our executive team is committed, as well as our physicians and our providers and all of our care team members that live here know that it's important the work we do is impacting our families directly, and we have to keep that in the front of what we're doing and making decisions, even though they may be tough at times.
And it's vital that big corporations give back to communities. A lot of FHN employees very involved, and you kind of alluded to this just a moment ago, in their communities. What are some of the things that FHN folks are doing right now, and maybe some things that you are involved with, Mark?
Well, I'm always exceptionally proud of our caregivers and our team members because they are active throughout our community. We encourage our leadership team to participate in community boards. It's an expectation of ours. We still tend to be the largest employer in our area, so that's a huge amount of responsibility. So we want to make sure we have presence in other not-for-profit charities and different agencies that are helping our community members. We have a health fair each year that's been really well received. We help sponsor a Festival of Trees event here locally during the holiday season. We have lots of personally involvement in 5Ks and different types of fairs and parades, as well as Dial-A-Doc interviews like this and trying to get information out, and also our Walk with a Doc programs. So we have a lot of other things coming up over the summer that you can see on our website. And excited about being able to continue to do that and actually getting out there with my family and myself to be there with our team and our community in general.
And that's a wonderful thing to be doing as a big corporation in the area. The theme this year, we're talking with Mark S. Gridley, FHN President and Chief Executive Officer with FHN as part of Dial-A-Doc today. The theme for this year's National Hospital Week is We Are Healthcare. How do you think that theme applies at FHN?
For us here locally, We Are Healthcare really is more of a affirmation of the responsibility that we have to our communities, to one another, making sure that we're providing that care that we would want for our own family. And even though we are a large business in town and in our surrounding areas, we want to keep out in front, you know, why we're here. And why we're here is to help to care for people and to try and optimize their wellness and help them through times when they're not feeling well. There are life-saving examples that I could share that we experience, that our physicians, our providers, our team members, regardless of their title, that are involved in each and every day. And I think it really puts out in front the importance of why we're here, so that We Are Healthcare is really a push out to let people know that it's not just a business, it's not just a service, but it's a mission for us all.
Now, the better the health of the entire community, the better for the community as a whole. How can listeners, Mark, find out more about all the great things FHN has to offer?
Well, one of the things they can do is listen to great interviews like this one that you're always willing to help support our organization with, and I'm grateful for. We put out our Insight magazine, which should be hitting mailboxes throughout the year, and you always include a story about FHN's role in the community. Please join our FHN events. We'll put out information there. And one of the great places to find a more comprehensive listing is www.fhn.org. So that's our website. And again, it's www.fhn.org.
And one last question, Mark Gridley, Chief Executive Officer and FHN President. What can listeners do to help at FHN? I'm guessing volunteering type things.
Absolutely. I think one of the most important things to do is to keep healthcare local. So please support your local healthcare provider so that we can continue to keep that local focus. Refer friends and family. Make sure that they know the good work that we're doing and encourage them to come and seek services with us. And, you know, it's our privilege to be able to provide that care. And as you mentioned, volunteering their time, their talent, their treasure, services to FHN in, you know, big and little ways all make a big difference. Contributing to the FHN Foundation, the FHN Foundation has an independent community board that provides some oversight on how those community dollars are being spent. So you can rest assured that every dollar that comes into our philanthropic arm, the foundation, is getting used to improve FHN and to really make a difference. And of course, come and enjoy our events.
Sounds wonderful. We've been visiting with Mark S. Gridley, FHN President and Chief Executive Officer, as part of Dial-A-Doc today. Thanks for giving us some of your very valuable time, Mark. Pleasure talking with you. Hope to talk with you again soon, okay?
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. That's Dial-A-Doc today. This is Big FM 93.7.